Chapter 49. Around this time, just before the wedding, or perhaps just after, I went off with Willie to train with the British Special Boat Service. It wasn't official training, just a bit of boys and toys, as we called it. Mostly a lark, though it did grow out of long-standing and solemn tradition. Our family had always maintained close ties with the British military. Sometimes that meant an official visit, sometimes a casual lunch. Sometimes it meant a private chat with men and women home from the wars. But sometimes it meant taking part in rigorous exercises. Nothing showed respect for the military like doing or trying to do what they did. Such exercises were always kept secret from the press. The military preferred it that way, and God knows the Royals did too. It was Mummy who took Willie and me on our first military exercise, a killing house in Herefordshire. The three of us were put into a room, told not to move. Then the room went dark. A squad kicked down the door. They threw flashbangs, scared the devil out of us, which was their aim. They wanted to teach us how to respond if ever our lives were in danger. If ever? That made us laugh. Have you seen our mail? But this day, with Willie, was different. Much more physical. More participatory. Less about teaching, more about adrenaline. We raced across Poole Harbour on speedboats, attacked a frigate, clambered up its cable ladders while shooting 9mm MP5s loaded with paintball rounds. In one exercise, we scurried down a flight of metal stairs into the frigate's hold. Someone cut the lights to make it more interesting, I suppose. In the pitch dark, four steps from the bottom, I fell, landed on my left knee, which was immediately impaled on a fixed bolt sticking out of the floor. Blinding pain washed over me. I managed to get up, keep going, finish the drill, but at the end of the exercise, we jumped off the boat's helipad into the water, and I found my knee wasn't working. My whole leg wasn't working. When I got out of the water and stripped off my dry suit, Willie looked down and turned pale. My knee was gushing blood. Paramedics were there within minutes. The palace announced some weeks later that my entry into the army would be postponed indefinitely. Reporters demanded to know why. The palace comms team told them, "Prince Harry has injured his knee playing rugby." Reading the papers, my leg iced and elevated, I threw back my head and laughed. I couldn't help saving one small particle of self-indulgent glee as the papers, for once, unwittingly, printed a lie about me. They soon got their revenge, however. They began pushing a story that I was afraid to go into the army, that I was bunking off, using a fake knee injury as a way of stalling. I was, they said, a coward.